Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm reading the story by user SelectGith from r/incest subreddit. The title of this post, update number 16, is called BS for Brother Sister, FD Father Daughter, MD Mother Daughter, on vacation at my parents, and we address things. So here we go. Hey folks, am I posting too often? Let me just say no. It feels like I'm writing a post almost every 2 days. I guess it feels comforting to unload all my thoughts about something I've no one to discuss things with exception of my couple of Reddit friends. It feels like this whole thing has become like 60% of my life, and coming here, I guess, offers a level of comfort. But please, feel free to let me know if the frequency of the posts is too high. I can chill it with the posts. Additionally, I wanted to thank you all for your comments. Not gonna lie, it did get a little overwhelming at some point, but I did read every single one. There were a lot of repeated ideas, so let's take a moment to address some of them. First, so many of you nice people simply wanted to check in and ask if I was okay. I am. I've always been good at capping how stressed I get. I'm more frustrated than anything else. Honestly, it feels like hearing a mosquito or a fly in the room and not being able to see where the noise is coming from. So mostly annoyed and frustrated, not distraught. Thank you for being concerned, though. Second, getting this one out of the way, I will not install spy software or install cameras and recording devices. LOL, please stop sending me Amazon links. This takes me to the third point. There seemed to be some confusion on what I meant when I said I felt like I was being lied to. I understand that we've lied to my parents, and I wouldn't expect them not to hide their deeds from me if they were incestuous with my sister. What I mean is that I find my sister to be explicitly lying about things. The way things have evolved with her, if she was having sex with other people, regardless of those people being my parents, I'd hope, out of the respect to my ability to give informed consent to participate in this arrangement, she would communicate with me that she engaged somewhere else. She'll lie to me about where she goes and has told me repeatedly that nothing is going on. She has been exceedingly good at making it clear to me when she doesn't want to talk about something. In the same way, and actually, that's something I'm not really comfortable discussing now, would really go a long way. The question, what would you do if you caught them, keeps popping up. I'm not necessarily interested in participating in anything with my parents. If this was a girl I had a thing with, unrelated to me, and she was having sex with other people, I would not want to be involved in that equation. Why? I'm just not in a place right now where that's of interest to me, much less when it includes my parents. Not that they aren't hot when they're having sex. It's just the same way where I will jerk off to porn, but I wouldn't necessarily be interested in making it. I keep being told I'm secretly upset they're not including me. That's not the case. Dad's got a great-looking dick. Good for him. And Mom's got a porn star bod. Good for her. But I have no interest in partaking, just to get that out of the way as well. I haven't made this clear in my posts, but at this time, my main concern isn't whether or not my sister is having sex with my parents. It's that my sister isn't in danger. This would truly come out of left field. I wouldn't even think my parents would know how to get involved in something like that. But still, there are a lot of red flags here. If my sister is as emotionally invested as she claims to be, there must be a big reason why she hasn't told me anything. So my number one priority at the moment is to make sure she is safe. After that, we can figure out the drama. This is being added a day after having written that you've all read until now. I wanted to steep thoughts for a little longer. As I move forward, I will proceed treating this issue as a personal boundary issue. My sister is free to do whatever she wants with her life, but I am also free to set up limits under which I'm willing to be involved with someone. It's not obligatory for me to be involved in a situation I'm not comfortable with. So at the end of the day, it can be my sister's decision if she wants to be involved with me or do her own thing. I think this dignifies my feelings and offers her an autonomy to do whatever makes her happy. I'm sorry if I sound a bit harsh. Genuinely, I hope that wasn't the case. I'm not irritated or annoyed with any of you. I just wanted to address all your feedback in the most efficient way possible. Also, sorry if your suggestion or input wasn't addressed here. I've tried to go for ones that came in the most. Regardless, thank you so much for your support. Thankfully, this update does come with some horny details, so let's jump in. No one came home on Wednesday before I went to bed. As much as I enjoyed spending time to myself, it really bothered me to go to bed feeling like something is being hidden. When I woke up on Thursday, everyone was home. My parents would be home for the whole day. As I've shared in my post before, I love cooking, so I was in a good mood independently of everything else happening to cook something challenging. I spent most of the afternoon cooking. My parents joked several times that we would need to make a big deal out of the evening if such a special dinner would be served. The drinks started going around early in the afternoon. By the time dinner was ready, we were all pretty tipsy. Dinner was done fairly early. I was extremely tired from cooking, and the alcohol helped get me ready for bed before anyone else. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I felt weird being the first one to go to bed. With everything that's happened, it felt like I was giving them the all clear to do quote-unquote something if they are going to do quote-unquote something. I was too tired, though. Within 15 minutes, I was in bed and drifting off to sleep. A hand stroking my hair woke me up. My room was completely dark, and it was hard to realize what was happening at first. My sister said a couple of times, "Shh, don't make any noise." And then I asked her what was going on, and she said, "They're fucking in the living room." That worked as well as a shot of espresso would have. Both of us were only in our underwear. We came out to the TV room, which shares a wall with the living room, and is very obvious they were having sex. Both of them were being fairly loud, so much so that we could hear them even before we left my room. My sister giggled and whispered in my ear, "I think they're pretty drunk." Checks out. Oops. Checks out. We were all pretty tipsy at the table. There was no place for us to get a good look, so we just stood there on the other side of the wall. Like before, it was pretty arousing, even more so because we were also a little drunk. In the heat of the moment, I pushed her against the wall and made out for a few seconds, but it felt way too loud. As funny as the whole situation was, it would be pretty serious to get caught doing something with, quote-unquote, "it's too loud, they'll hear us," quote-unquote. I stopped what was happening. Without skipping a beat or saying a single word, she grabbed my hand and led me to my room. We rushed, closed the door, and locked it. Not that it would make any difference. If we got caught, being locked in the room in just our underwear and taking a minute to open the door would not be much better, but at least they wouldn't directly see us engaging in anything. I threw my sister on the bed. At that moment, I knew we'd probably fuck. Even in the darkness of the room, I could tell from the look in my sister's face that she wanted it and would have no objections. I rushed over her, kissing her with passion, and genuinely made it feel like I could not control my own body. I moved slowly to her neck and then her shoulders. As I approached her breasts, I undid her bra and took it off. While I kissed her nipples, her hand made its way to my dick, over my boxers. She rubbed my diamond hard dick and moved it slowly to the rhythm of my mom's moans, which we can still softly hear. After a brief detour on her nipples, I continue moving down. The tightness of her abdomen is probably my favorite part of her body. I don't know what it is. Her skin is so smooth. It has no imperfections. grabbing her by her waist. I get a little too distracted by kissing her stomach. A loud moan comes down the hallway. This reminds me that we're on a limited time schedule, and move down to her pussy. Immediately after removing her panties, I dive in to be completely overwhelmed by how wet she is. Just absolutely soaking. I tried to go down on her for a moment, but she didn't really let me. She pulled me back up to kiss for 2 seconds and said, quote, "We don't have much time. We need to hurry," end quote. She pulled my underwear down. My dick, of course, sprang up almost violently. In the half second I had, I'm preparing myself to face the music. She lets go of my dick and I embrace her with both arms and hug her tightly, lowering my pelvis to meet hers. Her warm, wet pussy almost instantly wraps around my cock. For the first time ever, both of our genitals touch. I start moving up and down, rubbing my dick against her clit. She couldn't help but let out several loudish moans, for which I quickly covered her mouth. "If you make any more noise, your punishment will be to go to bed without coming," I whispered in her ear. She replied, "Please, baby, don't do this to me. My pussy is literally aching." Her hand quickly grabs my dick and places it in position. My shaft is right at the entrance of her pussy. I'm handed a loaded gun just for me to pull the trigger. Sadly, for all of us, responsibility kicked in. I did promise myself we wouldn't have sex without discussing things, and we have not. Actually, she's the one that hasn't wanted to have the conversation. Maybe this would be good enough motivation to talk about things. Plus, this would be a good way to show her who's boss. So I came up to her ear and sternly said, "No, I won't fuck you. You'll have to wait for that." She whimpered in frustration, but didn't say anything. I'm sure it was because she knew exactly why I didn't do it. While this is all happening, we can hear Mom in the background gagging on my dad's dick. I stand at the end of the bed, grab her by the ankles and pull her toward me, flipping her to expose her ass. She perks her ass up to me. As she does, her ass cheeks spread open. I come in closer to eat her pussy like that, and I'm extremely surprised when a shiny butt plug greets me. One of the 2 butt plugs I saw in my mom's drawer, almost completely involuntarily. This makes me very angry, but also weirdly turned on. All that anger and arousal just manifested in me furiously eating my sister's pussy upside down. The only moments I would stop would be to finger her for a moment as I took a breath, and then back to it. Pussy juices are running down my neck. My hand is completely covered. She shoves her face against the pillow and starts moaning. A minute or two of this passes by until I decide to gently pull and push the butt plug. Her ass started shaking. Then the bed, finally, the headboard started rattling against the wall. From what we can hear, my parents are still going at it, and there's nothing I can do about the bed, so I just decided to keep going. The pillow is doing its very best to muffle her screaming, but some managed to squeeze out as she came. Her pussy started contracting really hard over and over until her whole body stopped shaking. This was followed by some gentle contractions. As she composed herself, she said, "They'll be done any minute. I should go back to my room." I was honestly fine with this. My whole body was pretty drained. My dick, however, did not get that memo. Seeing how hard I was, she pushed me down to the bed, straddled my face, and went down to suck my dick. It was exclusively deep throating. Her pussy was an inch away from my face. Some droplets are falling on my nose. I can feel the heat coming from it. Obviously, it didn't take long. I let go the biggest load my body was capable of producing in her mouth. She seemed to have issues with it. When she got off me, She turned around and giggled, then opened her mouth to show me all the cum that was still in it. She played with it for a moment with her tongue and then closed her mouth and swallowed. She opened wide one last time to show me her mouth was clean. What a girl. After kissing a little, we both agree it's time to part ways. It's too risky. The house is quiet now. Getting dressed quickly, we say goodnight to each other, have a quick kiss, and she leaves me. I collapse down on my bed, only to disintegrate for the evening. Around 3:30 a.m., I woke up extremely thirsty. I go out to the kitchen in the dark, and before lights are turned on, just out of curiosity, I go check the living room out and find both my parents, butt-ass naked, asleep on the couch. There are two empty bottles there where I left the group for the evening, so they must have been pretty wasted. I took a moment just to admire them, but the moment is completely ruined by my mental image of them waking up and me standing there like a creep just looking at them. So I rush out of there and go have some water from the tap in my bathroom. By the time I woke up in the morning, everyone was still asleep and my parents had moved to their room. During the day, yesterday was fairly normal. My sister slept around 11. So during the morning, it was just my parents and I. I felt very nervous about saying anything, even though I really wanted to tease them, at least. I couldn't do it. Like my sister said, they enjoy it. I enjoy it. No need to make it awkward for everyone. My parents left to run an errand for about 20 minutes. I took advantage of the opportunity and approached my sister. I gave her a kiss on the forehead and she smiled at me in her super cute ways. Then, in the most casual, friendly way I could, I said, "I really loved last night. I think it made me realize a few things. The first one is that I'm definitely developing deep feelings for you. I know you don't like to talk about things, but at the very least, I wanted to share that with you, how I felt." She said deeper feelings were also developing for her, and she was glad that, to an extent, we had taken things slow. I continued, "I obviously recognize that this has almost imposed on your regular life, but for the sake of my own feelings, I wanted to be honest with you and tell you that if you are having sex with other people, I personally would prefer if we stopped doing whatever we're doing. There wouldn't be any hard feelings or resentment, and it wouldn't change how much I love you and the relationship that we have as siblings. It's just something I've come to realize in the last day or so that I need to share with you." Grabbing both sides of my face, she pulled me in for a kiss and said, "That's fair. At this point, I can tell you, I'm not having sex with anyone else. I love you." And some sappy bells and whistles to the conversation, but that was the gist of it. I was left feeling pretty at peace after this, only to have uncertainty come in and ruin my day once more. At some point in the afternoon, everyone was getting ready to leave. Everyone was pretty well dressed. I asked if we were going out for dinner, but they said we weren't. When asked where they were going, my parents said they had a meeting and then we're going out on a date with my sister, and she had a dinner with her one friend. They left in different cars, but at the same time, my sister left with a duffel bag. I was made really antsy by this, just pacing the house for like an hour. A quick thought went through my head regarding the duffel bag, and I decided to look into it. I went to my parents' room and checked my mom's drawer. No sex toys. Same for my dad's drawer. So I pretty much ran to my sister's room and was absolutely floored when the sex toys were also missing there. While I did get somewhat flustered by it, I made an effort to just calm myself down, have a drink, and just try not to stress too much about it. I did decide to stay up late as needed and wait for them. Around 12:30, my parents roll in, and maybe 15 to 20 minutes later, my sister comes home. My parents said they enjoyed their little date. Mom was pretty drunk. My sister said that dinner with her friend was great, but that she was super tired. They all went to bed shortly after getting home. I stayed up late typing this update. I did check my sister's friend's Instagram stories from the evening, and while she was indeed out for dinner, my sister isn't in any of these stories. It's her own business, and if she doesn't tell you, she doesn't want to tell you. Respect that. I keep telling myself. But the truth is that at this point, I feel like I tried being emotionally vulnerable and direct about my concerns, and immediately after saying, "Don't worry about it," she turned back and kind of lied to me again. I understand there isn't any particular evidence she is specifically sleeping with other people, but it's enough for me to question whether or not she's been honest with me. Maybe I'm being unreasonable. I don't know. I keep trying to tell myself not to overthink this and lose focus of what's mattered to me initially, my relationship with her. A talk is definitely due, something that lasts more than 15 minutes, where I can more honestly explain my concerns. The main hurdle is getting myself in the right mental space to have it. I'm trying to be in a mentality of patience and understanding as I come into it. I'm not really sure if I'm misinterpreting the tone in a lot of your comments, but I do get a general sense of frustration in a lot of them. I could completely understand why. It must be frustrating to have such clear ideas on how to handle the situation and see someone simply not take the heed of the advice. Sadly, the truth is that for me, as efficient or direct some of these solutions are, it's really hard to apply them nonchalantly. There are a lot of second guessing and thinking sometimes will work, but when looking into the details of how to go about, it creates doubt and uncertainty. I can only thank you both retroactively in advance for your patience and empathy. LOL. I know it's really hard dealing with an idiot firsthand. I live inside one. So my thoughts about this post. I think it was really good that he, that select gift, didn't sleep with his sister and stayed true to his rules. I almost thought he would do it. I don't know, like, in the heat of the moment, it's really hard to stop like that. I mean, they didn't really stop, but, you know, like, they didn't have sex. So I admire him for that. And I know this is like a year old and I'm still like trying to catch up. But also, I think the thing with the parents, I don't know what they're hiding, but I do feel that they're hiding something. And I hope they're able to come clear. And with the sister and the sex toys, I don't know, it's suspicious or sus, I would say. Like, why would you need all those sex toys? It's kind of weird, some of those details, but sometimes maybe we want to like look at certain clues without seeing other things that might also be there that, you know, we didn't think of. Who knows? We'll find out. That's why I love how far these posts are along, because it's like binge watching. Okay, so this is update number 17. It's titled BS FD MD on vacation at my parents, and I quote, caught, end quote, them. Let's see what happens. Also, I want you guys to let me know if these audios are a little too long. I've been reading two posts per little audio like post snippet of mine. And it's coming to about like 40, 45 minutes. So if they're a little bit long, I can just do like one post at a time. So if you guys are listening and remember to comment, please let me know if you want me to do two at a time or just do one, because I know they can get pretty lengthy. So I can just do like maybe one a day, which might go a lot faster. Anyway, here we go. Hi friends, let's jump in. All day Saturday, I tried to find a good way to approach the conversation, but could not come up with one. Without realizing it, I lost my cool at one time. My mom and sister were all giggly in the kitchen. Then they stopped talking as soon as I walked in the room. I asked what they were laughing about, and they said, "Oh, nothing, just some girl stuff." I got very unreasonably irritated. I don't really remember what I said, but I replied with a sassy comment. My sister responded with, "Whoa, someone woke up on the wrong side of his bed." There was no response to that. I just dropped it and found a spot to be alone. The rest of the day was a bit more normal, with my sister trying to make an effort to hang out with me. As upset as I was, it was impossible to resist. I love spending time with her, so we did. We had a long night of Nintendo 64 gaming. It felt like we were 12 again, so incredible. Sadly, the moment would get spontaneously ruined by remembering that this person, who has confessed to be pseudo in love with me, is lying to me. My parents would come in and out of the room to hang out with us, so there was no time to try to talk to my sister. Sunday came along and I was just completely bummed out. It's almost like the high from bonding with her the night before came with a crash. As much as I tried to stop it, I really just kept it to myself. In the afternoon, I got myself a drink and a cigar and went out to the backyard to just hang out and try to relax for a moment. To think of things and manage my own feelings, my sister came along eventually. She made small talk, like nothing was going on. The conversation wasn't flowing the way it normally does. It seems like she couldn't help herself anymore and asked me what was wrong. "It's clear that something's on your mind. Are you okay?" "I'm a little concerned." "Are you having doubts about things?" she said, with a very worried expression on her face. I said, "I'm just going to try to be honest with you. I love you, without question, as a sister and as whatever else we are now. But I keep having this feeling that you're hiding something from me. You seem squirrely and are constantly sneaking around the house. You tell me you're going to school on days I already knew you had off. And when I asked about it, it's clear that you take some time to come up with answers. The last couple of weeks, I just keep feeling that there's this big secret you're actively keeping from me. I had thought this conversation over dozens of times by now, prepared so many ways I wanted to approach it, so much more diplomatic. But when she asked me, my frustration really did take over." She stayed quiet for a moment, looked at the grass. After a moment of thinking, she said, "Listen, I'm just going to tell you everything I can tell you. First, I want to make it clear to you that I'm not in an ongoing romantic relationship with anyone. I'm also not having sex with anyone. Right now, you are the only person I can think of. I'm very into you. I love what we've been doing. There are things I can really share with you, but I'm being 100% honest with you when I tell you that it's not my secret to share." She continued for a while, but as loving as she was, little by little her tone became a bit more defensive. "I trust you and I love you. I guess I only ask that you give me a little space to share things with you on my own timeline. While I think I'm entitled to a little share of privacy, I would agree that you are also entitled to a little honesty. I promise not to lie to you. I'll be completely honest with you from this moment on." I did not say a word from the moment she began speaking to the moment that she finished, just carefully listened. Once she was done, I took a moment to think what I wanted to say. I wanted to mention all the things I've noticed, all the weird behaviors they all had over the last few weeks, but I feared pushing things too hard if this is not affecting our little romance, then why should it bug me so much? I accepted what she said, and the conversation ended shortly after that. We told each other I love you, and managed to have a quick kiss, looking out for my parents. The conversation turned a lot friendlier, a lot more like usual. The little peace this conversation afforded me didn't really last long. Yesterday, things started like normal. At around 10:30 or 11, everyone headed out to work or school. in one single car. At lunchtime, the mood to go out for lunch struck me. I called my sister to make plans, but she didn't pick up. She was probably in class. I called Mom, but she didn't pick up. When I called Dad, he did pick up. He was in the office. I could hear the voice of the staff in the background. I asked him what about lunch, and he said he had no car, but that either way, he had a deadline to meet this afternoon, and he wouldn't be able to step out. I asked if he knew what Mom or my sister were up to. He told me that Mom was inspecting a worksite and my sister was in class. Okay, whatever. We said goodbye and hung up. Still being really into the idea of lunch, I started calling different friends to see who was available. I left a voicemail for a few people before someone was available to go out. Headed out to lunch and came back around an hour or two later. At around 3 or 3:30, one of the friends whom I left a voicemail called me back. He said he was working and had just gotten out of his shift. He said, "Sorry, I couldn't come out for lunch. It's funny you called me. I was just asking your mom about you today." I asked him what he meant. "Oh, I work at the hotel that she and your sister are staying at. We said hello and chatted for a bit and told her I hadn't heard from you in a while, that we needed to catch up." When he said that, it felt like a bucket of ice water had been poured over me. My heart was racing. I didn't even know what to say. Muttering, I replied, "Oh, nice." I tried to see if they were available for lunch but couldn't get a hold of them. "What time did you see them at?" He replied, "I only saw them for a quick moment twice. We chatted a little when they did an early check-in this morning and then saw them heading out as my shift was ending. We didn't really have a long conversation or anything. I'm sure they were busy." He told me he had just finished work. I didn't even know what to think at the time. I tried to finish the conversation as normally as possible, and as soon as I hung up, I ran to my mom's and my sister's drawers to find all the sex toys were gone. Again. This is kind of it for me. I need to address this. Not necessarily to get the detailed explanation, but at the very least, my sister knows I'm aware she lied. Like, am I even to trust what she said earlier? I decided to leave the house for the night. I needed some space to think and to be alone. So I splurged and got myself a nice hotel room. As I was leaving the house, they all came home. My sister had a duffel bag with her. Having some space to myself has really helped me calm down. I went down to the hotel bar and met some people and ended up partying with them all night, which really allowed me to distance myself from how I was feeling earlier and get some breakfast food while drunk, which is a godly combination. We have a local version of the Waffle House here. Jesus, it's so bad, but so good. It's 3 a.m. now, so I should probably go to bed. But I felt like there was a moment to unleash a big load of my feelings onto the good people of Reddit. It was now. Okay, I understand that this relationship is only so serious, and that my sister and I aren't married. She doesn't owe me any more transparency than some other strange girl I could go on a date with. I think the difference at this point for me is that I'm not normally living with the other stranger girls I've dated before. None of them were in my life forever, no matter what. And if I also had some other girl tell me one thing and act another way, I would find it to be a red flag. I really, really enjoy being with my sister. Forget about the romance. The friendship we have makes me really happy. So I don't want to potentially, quote unquote, sit her down and force her to tell me something she doesn't really want to share, or just walk away. But I'm also finding myself not being able to help being hurt a little whenever it, at the very least, feels like she's lying. Our conversation was good, but in hindsight, it did feel like she used very precise, technical ways of communicating. Or maybe I'm just an overthinking moron. That's actually the most likely possibility here when I think about it. Thank you, as always. Be well and behave. Okay, so that was a little shorter post. my view is, I think the sister does have a secret, but like she said in the earlier conversation that she had with her brother, it's not her secret to share. So I don't know what else she can do. She's kind of in a hard spot, I guess. And he needs to give her a little space. He probably wouldn't want to hear that, but that's what I tell him as my friend. It's probably the mom's secret. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that, and look for the next post in another couple days.